Problematic brains may tell us when humans learn to speak. There's a family, given privacy with the moniker KE, where half the members can barely speak. They can't get the ideas of gender, tense, and number. The affliction has been traced to a simple mutation in a gene called FOXP2. Almost all other humans have a functional copy of the gene, as do all vertebrate animals, and essentially the same one, with its 715 amino acids. Mice have it, chimps have it, and their versions differ from each other in only one amino acid. Our FOXP2 differs from theirs in only two amino acids. It must be doing a number of things for our individual development, but it certainly is critical for our brain's capacity for language. Now, when genes vary in sequence among species descending from a common ancestor, the amount of change can give us some estimate of when they changed. How long ago did humans learn to speak? Well, with only two changes going way back to our divergence from mice, that's useless information. But there are many DNA bases in the gene that don't get translated into the actual protein. They vary a lot. With estimates of the rate at which changes, mutations, accumulate, we have an idea that our language-enabling version of FOXP2 arose very roughly 20,000 years ago. Conversations among our more distant Homo sapiens ancestors might seem dull to us. They must have had incredible facility with gestures. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.